Well, we love to just continue to let you know. It's just there's in a church the size, there's just so much going on. And we love to have opportunities on a regular basis to have you hear from members of the church and what God's doing or has done in their life. Several months ago, I was visiting with Jason Van Loo. Jason, would you go ahead and come up, buddy? And as those of you that know Jason, he has been through a very, very difficult, long-term physical difficulty. And I was visiting with him, and as I was, he was on the couch and could hardly move. I think one of the times we talked about this, and I said, you know, when this is all over, we got to share with the church what the Lord's done. And he actually wrote his testimony for, I guess, your own personal blog, and said, hey, is this something you were looking at? And then we were thinking about when to do it. Well, wouldn't you know, of all times that we as a church need to hear a word like this, it's today. And so we just really sense, not only is this a great testimony to encourage you, but the timing is perfect for us as a church. So Jason, would you come and share, buddy? We're so glad.
Well, good morning. 2 years ago, in April of 2011, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a chronic, debilitating autoimmune disease affecting the GI system. Treatment has come a long way. Symptoms can be managed, and most Crohn's patients experience a period of remission at some point, but at this time, there is no known cure. Now, I've always been a healthy guy. I was an All-American swimmer, and growing up in a medical household meant that we knew the aisles of the health food store better than we knew our own neighborhood. And, you know, the most that I saw of hospitals were when my dad would do his rounds and I'd sit in the cafeteria and eat cookies. But after the diagnosis, I spent about a week in the hospital, and the rest of that year, 2011, was a bit of a whirlwind. I lost over 30 pounds, which, if you know me, that's like one half of my body weight. I had to completely change my diet and went on several rounds of medications. I'd feel better for a couple of weeks and then feel worse again. And really, consistency in anything, whether it was work, family activities, church, was really, really challenging. For a while, it was just survival. 2012 started better. I went to one of the top Crohn's docs in the southeast and began a new medication that has actually made a huge difference. I've gained a good portion of my weight back. I felt stronger, and things seemed to be returning to some sense of normalcy. And then, in August of 2011, I herniated two discs in my lumbar spine, lost motor function in my left leg, and had to have back surgery. I think it was at that point that my wife and I just kind of sat back and went, huh, okay. So after 8 weeks of recovery, 3 weeks of rehab, and several rounds of medications, I'm now doing much better. My motor function in my leg is fully restored. I'm actually stronger than I was before. I still experience chronic back pain, and I still have a little bit of nerve damage that may or may not ultimately heal. The Crohn's is manageable. I go in for IV infusions about every 8 weeks, and I go back in for retesting in about a month, so we will see what the results have then. Some days are better than others, but looking back 2 years ago, there's no question that God has had extreme mercy on me. Now, the point of this is not the story itself. I know many of you could paint a similar picture. I know many of you have been through worse suffering. And I think about my friends Aaron and Crystal and just what you guys are having to go through. But the point is not the suffering itself. The point is what's learned through the suffering. For me, endurance through suffering is impossible alone. Christ is certainly with me, but so much of his grace and mercy is distributed through others. Through family, friends, and through the church. We are not meant to live life alone, and we're certainly not meant to suffer alone. I can point to two specific things that I learned during this season, both of which are realities here at Metro. Now, the cool thing is that these aren't new ideas. They are preached and lived out in this church family. God simply has been drawing me into a deeper understanding of these truths. The first is that I am closer to Jesus because I share in his sufferings. The second is that I marvel more at the resurrection and long for heaven. A couple of weeks after I was discharged from the hospital, a good friend of mine named Matthew sent me an encouraging email, and in it he was describing a trial that he had endured. And he said, "I was worshiping 2 years ago and in the throes of a lot of pain, and Jesus swept me up in Philippians 3, verse 10, to teach me a deep truth. In the suffering that I accept and walk through, I do it with him. I do it in a way that is unique to him and me. Every moment, every season of suffering is more that I have in common with the one man who suffered for all. It is more space for unity and union with him. He will not waste my pain. He will draw me close if I will follow him through it." Now, Philippians 3 is a familiar passage, but I honestly hadn't paid that much attention to verse 10, which says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead." Now, as I was experiencing suffering, Jesus was there. Despite my pain, I could feel his presence with me. I was sharing my suffering with him in a very real and a very specific way. And when Isaiah says that Christ was acquainted with grief and that he carried our sorrows, those used to be just abstract words. Now they are real personal truth. Because he doesn't just carry our sorrows in the general sense. No, he is acquainted with each and every one of your specific sufferings in a powerful and supernatural way. He meets you where you are because he has already been there. Sharing in the sufferings of Christ would not mean much if Christ did not rise from the dead. The power of the resurrection is both natural and supernatural. And when I am suffering, and when I cry out to Jesus, and when he meets me and bears my sorrows, there is an indescribable power. For me, it has become the glue of my faith. It is what gives me hope, and it is what gives me courage. And what we celebrate here at Metro on Sundays, in home groups, in Alive and Thrive, in prayer meetings and in worship meetings, is this marvelous resurrection. What we are longing for is to see Christ. As the song says, to see him as he is. Then all hurt and pain will cease, and we will be with him forever. And in his glory, in the power of his resurrection, we will live. As I share in the sufferings of Christ and know the power of his resurrection and celebrate these truths with my church family, I can echo with the psalmist and with everyone here to say, "O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? O church, come stand in the light. Our God is not dead. He is alive. He is alive."
He's alive, yes. Jason, you just standing here today is an amazing answer to prayer. But we as a church want to see you free from pain and want to see you overcome Crohn's completely and totally. So let's pray, church. Father, what you have done is marvelous in our eyes. We thank you for raising this young man up from the bed of affliction. We thank you for the way, Lord, you've enabled him to work all through this and provide for his family. We thank you, Lord, for the little one that's about to be born into their home. We thank you for your many blessings that are really innumerable and unfathomable to us in so many ways. But Father, we continue to ask for this chronic back pain. We ask, Lord, for every trace of Crohn's, that you will annihilate it, wipe it out from his body, and that this young man will be pain-free and Crohn's-free. Lord, we agree as a local church. We agree as brothers and sisters in Christ for your will for his life, and we pray for his total healing, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.